Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. This is our second lesson about the man Bartimaeus and the time that he met Christ. Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, he cried out to Jesus that Jesus might give him and restore for him his sight. And we see that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, going there to eventually be crucified. But on the way, he encountered this blind beggar. And we see from the accounts of Matthew and Mark and Luke all the things that Scripture tells us about this meeting and about Bartimaeus himself and about what Jesus did. And Jesus pronounced him to have his sight again. He performed the miracle upon Bartimaeus and others at that time. Well, we learn certain truths from this account. And one is that Jesus had a concern even for a single individual. And even though there are so many people in this world, friend, let's understand that with our Lord, there's not one for whom the Lord does not have concern. Now, we may be inclined to think, because there are just so many people, that God doesn't really care for us as individuals, that his interest is only in the masses. Well, it is certainly true that God is concerned for the human family overall, but he is also concerned for each one of us, independently and separately. Even amidst the throngs that surround him, Jesus turns and gives attention here to this one man named Bartimaeus. He does not exclude the individual. As in Luke chapter 15, where Jesus is presented as the good shepherd, who had 100 sheep and 99 were safe in the fold, but he was concerned for the one that was lost. It is almost beyond our comprehension to understand the extent and the measure of the worth of each person in the sight of the Lord. Our Lord has said to me and to you that we are worth more than all this world, and he died to save us. Well, we see the blessed reaction of Bartimaeus to Jesus when Jesus called for him. He immediately came to him because that was his great desire. And how unlike others that we read about, when Jesus called them, they repudiated him and went away. We read about the teaching of Jesus about a man who prepared a great supper, extended invitation to his potential guests. But one by one, they began to make excuses as to why they would refuse to come. And the displeasure of the host, in this case representing the Lord, is seen in the comment, "For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." Friend, many today, rather than desiring to come to Christ, taking advantage of the opportunity when they are called, they'll make excuses on top of excuses for refusing Christ. Why cannot they realize that they're sealing their own eternal spiritual doom? But the study of Jesus and Bartimaeus would not be finished without noting the rebuke the people around Bartimaeus made toward him when he first began to cry out to Jesus. He called for Jesus. The people told him to be quiet. Now, why did they seek to silence this beggar? Well, we're not specifically told. It could be that they felt that he was only a nuisance. It could be they were ashamed of him. And possibly they had not shown proper concern for him themselves. They were embarrassed about his condition. They may have felt that such a one like the Bartimaeus didn't deserve the attention of one like Jesus. But regardless of their reasons, we see a sharp contrast between their lack of concern for him and the genuine concern that Jesus had for him. And that's something that we want to always keep in mind. the interest that Jesus has in me and you as an individual person. We must learn that anyone who would seek to discourage us from calling to Christ, that one is not our friend. They do not seek our highest good. They do not have the concern for others that we should have toward everyone round about us. Regardless who it might be, or for whatever reasons, friend, I say to you, and I warn you, and I speak kindly unto you, anyone who would influence you and discourage you from coming to Christ is your deadly foe. It may be your husband, your wife, your children, your in-laws, your neighbors, whoever it is that would discourage you from coming to Christ. They're not your friend, because it's only in Christ that we can be blessed of God. The power of Jesus was demonstrated when he said unto Bartimaeus, "What wilt ye that I shall do unto you?" And upon being asked to grant his sight, Jesus touched his eyes, and Bartimaeus received his sight. Certainly this was a miracle. This was another manifestation that Jesus was who he claimed to be. But the power of Christ and the performance of the miracle are not the only important lessons and information we learn from this event. This account displays certain principles of God's dealings with man that we must notice. Friend, just as Bartimaeus believed the information concerning Jesus and was obviously convinced that he was the Messiah, we must believe that also. It is evident that sufficient evidence was given to Bartimaeus, and even though we don't know exactly what that evidence was, it had been convincing to him because of the way that he addressed Christ. We also have evidence given to us concerning the Christ and things that are designed to convince us that he is the Son of God. John wrote, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." Romans 10:17 teaches that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Friend, we have that word in the Bible, and the inspired record and the testimony of witnesses who were present on even such occasions as this with Bartimaeus. We have the evidence from inspiration to know that Jesus is the Son of God. I want you to notice that it's important that this assertion by John followed a conversation between Jesus and Thomas. Thomas, of course, being the one who temporarily doubted that Jesus had come from the tomb. He had said that he would not believe until he had seen the nail scars and the wound in his side. But upon being granted opportunity to consider the evidence, he cried out, "My Lord and my God." Friend, God expects us to believe in Jesus as the Christ and the Savior of man. But God doesn't expect us to believe with a blind, naive faith. He has provided sufficient evidence for our faith. But turn back here again to Bartimaeus. Even though Bartimaeus was discouraged from crying out to Jesus, fortunately, Bartimaeus ignored the attempts to silence his quest for the attention of Jesus. You know, had he succumbed to their rebuke, he would not have been blessed. He would not have received his sight. Now, there may be those close to us in our associations, and they would discourage us from following Christ. As I said, it may be a relative, it may be one who claims to be your friend. There may be those who make you feel undeserving of God's blessings. And to be sure, none of us deserve the salvation that the Lord offers us. But that is all the more reason we need to come to him. We have a need that no one else can supply, but the Lord can. This is why Jesus came to this world. You know, if we deserved what he offers, we do not even need him. We would just simply cry out to receive what we deserve. Now, some may ridicule you, friend, if you suggest following the righteous way of the life of Christ. That certainly has become characteristic in our society, to ridicule Christians and to follow the path of righteousness that the Lord calls upon people to follow. And they may point out your sins and your weaknesses and try to convince you that you cannot overcome your transgressions. But they fail to realize that where sin abounds, grace abounds much more, Romans 5 and verse 20. Some might even persecute you in one form or another and do all that they are capable of doing to keep you from the Lord, even persuading you that even if you try, you can't do his will. Some will attempt to convince you that just any way you choose will be all right, so long as you're honest and sincere, but that's a false idea. We must remember that the Lord never invited anybody to do anything that they cannot do, and he has invited all men everywhere to come to him and to be saved from sin. Friend, I want us to be impressed with something else. Let us be impressed that Jesus is concerned not with just the high and the mighty of this world, not with just the rich and the worldly wise. He was concerned with the poor and the lowly. In fact, those who are worldly wise usually don't have any use for our Lord. One of the marks that he is the Messiah is the fact that the poor had the gospel preached to them, Luke 7:22. It is generally the case that those who consider themselves to be somewhat in this world are not near so receptive to God's truth as those who are humble and modest and will bow submissively to the teaching of Almighty God. Friend, some rely too heavily on their wealth, on their so-called scholarship, their worldly wisdom, their fame, their power. They think they have all of this, but that will not save their soul. Friend, the only way that we can be saved from our sin is to follow Jesus the Christ. Now, Bartimaeus was one of the least likely individuals to be held up before the world as an example of a humble man who sought the blessings of God through Christ. But God has included this record three times about Bartimaeus. And you take all three of these records together in Matthew and Mark and Luke, we see the greatness of the Christ. And that's the purpose of the writing. But we see qualities in Bartimaeus, characteristics of Bartimaeus, that ought to be characteristic of us as we seek the solution to our spiritual needs in this life. And even now, dear friend, our Lord, through the gospel message, is saying to each and to every one of us that we're welcome to come to him. He has pleaded, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." So we send forth the same report to you as was given to Bartimaeus. Be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth for thee. And if you will respond obediently and faithfully to the call of the Lord, all will be well with your soul. This is a burning fire. Until next time.